Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. OTAs begin next week, so we have a lot of stuff to get buttoned up on. Let's start it with question number one. It comes from Derek in Prinsburg, Minnesota. Being more specific than just offense or defense, what do you think the Vikings will improve upon this season? I have an idea for you. How about late game execution? The Vikings lost five games last season by one possession or fewer. I think Mike Zimmer and the rest of his coaching staff and the Vikings players are going to improve in those late game execution moments. They're going to learn from the mistakes they made last season. They're going to work on some of those things during training camp and the preseason, and they're going to be a very difficult team to beat. Next question comes from Fidel in Minneapolis. What's the Vikings' identity? Is it Teddy or AP or Zimmer or someone else? I think you can make a case for all three of those guys in one way or another. Adrian has been the face of the franchise for a long time. Mike Zimmer has things going in the right direction, and Teddy is our young franchise quarterback. So lots of good options there. But I think when all is said and done and Mike Zimmer has this team shaped the way he wants it, the identity is going to be a style of play, a tough, physical, smart, aggressive style of play. That will be the Vikings offense under head coach Mike Zimmer. Larry from Turlock, California has the next question. Will the offense be tailored more toward Bridgewater this year? And how do you think AP will be used? Well, Adrian's the best running back in the NFL, and when you have the best running back in the NFL, your identity to some extent is going to be a running football team, and I think the Vikings will do that in 2015. But Larry is onto something. The Vikings have a young franchise quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, and this is a league built around great quarterbacks and great passing offenses, so don't be surprised if Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner let Teddy rip it during the season. Robert has the next question. Do you think we have a legitimate number one wide receiver, and do you think that is a must-have in the NFL? I think it's an important thing to have in the NFL. Not every team has it. In fact, the New England Patriots, who won the Super Bowl last year, don't have the traditional number one receiver that you put on the outside to take the top off the defense. But I think the Vikings have that guy in Mike Wallace. He is known as a speed demon, a guy who can beat you vertically. But he's also good in the red zone. 9 of his 10 touchdowns last year for the Dolphins came in the red zone. So I think Mike Wallace is a versatile, do-it-all type of receiver and a legitimate number one receiver in the NFL. Derek from Winona, Minnesota asks, do you think the Vikings will sign any veteran free agents to help with the rotation? Well, the Vikings did add some free agents earlier in the offseason. Look at guys like Terrence Newman and Taylor Mays. They can come in and try and help the secondary, but I think that'll be it for now unless the team feels there's a major need that they must fill quickly after the offseason program is over and before training camp begins. Short of that, I don't think you'll see any major free agent signings before the season starts. Let's get international with our last question and take one from Nepal. Do you believe that Harrison Smith should be in the NFL Network's top 100 players? Well, I think he's one of the two or three best safeties in the entire NFL. So by definition, yeah, I do think he should be one of NFL Network's top 100 players. Harrison Smith can do it all. He can cover, he can blitz, and he can play the run. Whether he'll be in that list this year or not doesn't matter to me because I know he is one of the 100 best players in the NFL, and I'm excited to watch him play in Mike Zimmer's defense for a second season in 2015. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Remember, OTAs begin next week. We'll have coverage of OTAs, videos, highlights, interviews. All of that will be right here on Vikings.com, so please stay tuned. And we'll also be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6, so send your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.